ever veg, perennial vegetables. What the hell is this? Yes, about this we are talking in this Gardener's Radio podcast by Lubera Edibles.
Welcome to Gardener's Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
There are numerous vegetable types which are perennial, where you can plant them one time and then you have can earn them. They are cropping 5 years or even longer. So very interesting, very sustainable also. They were lost for many years. You can say that since 200 years they weren't developed further, because for the seed industry it was much more interesting to propagate seed propagated vegetable varieties and not vegetatively propagated vegetables. Here in this podcast we want to talk a little bit about what the hell are everveges. I have, as always, I have the specialists with me. First is Frederik Vollert. You can present yourself.
My name is Frederik Vollert and I work at Lubera Edibles, and there I'm responsible for product development.
I'm Robert Meyerhofer. I'm the production nursery manager of Lubera in Switzerland.
And now, Frederik, can you explain me what the hell are everveges?
Yeah. Just told us, everveg or perennial vegetable are mostly historical vegetable varieties or species which have an perennial growth. They are all mostly winter hardy, and you can plant it one time, and harvest on the plants almost between 5 and 10 years.
Robert, can you give us some examples of everveges?
Yes, of course. The most known everveg is rhubarb. Everybody knows rhubarb. You have rhubarb in your garden over years. And we also breeding and testing new rhubarb varieties, but looking for new varieties with nice flowers, for example, with nice leaves, so that we can combine the
ornamental and fruit value.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Or also we're looking for giraffe rhubarb or smaller growing rhubarb where you can cultivate in pots on patios, on terraces. Another example is artichokes. Here we're looking on testing varieties which are working in Middle Europe, varieties who are winter hardy and have no problems with wet and cool winters and autumns. Another example is, I'm looking for the English word, sweetwood. I'm not sure if it's right.
Licorice plant.
Licorice plant. It's also a plant you plant once and harvest after 2 years the first sticks or first roots.
Yeah. The horizontal roots, yes, which are developing. They are like two root systems. They have the vertical roots and then the horizontal roots,
which are be harvested.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Frederik, other examples of everveges?
Other examples are the sea kale, Crambe maritima, and it's also the Crambe are already known as in a lot of perennial companies. They in other species, but we decided to try to propagate a sea kale, Crambe maritima, has edible plants, and also the flowers or the closed flower stems are also edible. Another ever veggies are, for example, skirret. On the continental Europe, it's not so known. I think it's more well known on the in the UK and also in Ireland. And another interesting ever veg is tree kale.
Yeah, different shades also of colors of tree kale. You can of course ask how wide this assortment can be. It can be very wide. So we are testing salads, perennial salads for the moment. We are looking for more fruits of the roots. For example, yam varieties, which Dioscorea varieties, which are winter hardy. And there are very interesting ones, I think, also which are interesting because you can earn the roots, and we have also fruits on the climbing plant. So we will see in 1-2 years. I think we are starting selling this type of plants at Luberacom, but not as a young plant for the moment. You see, it's a very big assortment of plants. It was a little bit lost in the last 100-200 years. So that's the reason that also it could be very interesting to work as a breeder on it. And I think it's just right to the market, because people are looking for easier vegetables which are really sustainable, where you can plant one time, then earn 5 years. So I think that's really something that the market is waiting for it. What's my question? How to produce then? So what I've learned in our breeding department at Lubero, we developed this old varieties, we tested different varieties, we selected the ones to produce, then we propagated first ourselves, we sold through our website, and then it went to Lubero Edibles, which is producing young plants by micro propagation?
Most of the everveg varieties and species we propagate via micro propagation. And we sell the young plants in our standard 60-cell tray.
Okay, at what time?
Normally, we sell it at week 14.
And then the professional gardener producer is buying these young plants, and he's producing a finished young plant for the consumer. How long does it take?
Depends on the pot you use. So I would say the smallest size of pot is 12 centimeter pot. Mm-hmm. And we make it at the moment at a 1.3 liter pot. But there are many varieties where you can think about bigger pots. We're producing rhubarb in a 5 liter pot, and maybe you can also produce an artichoke or a sea kale in a 5 liter pot. Or horseradish, of course, and depends on the selling time. The smaller plants where you pot in week 14, in a P12, you can sell 4 or 5 weeks later, begin of May. But if you produce a bigger plant, you also able to sell ever veg in summertime, in July, August, or September. Why not?
So you have a longer selling time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the next question, perhaps the last for this podcast. What is the future of this type of vegetables? How do you look into the future of everveges? Is there a demand? Which people are asking for this product? Your opinion?
In this case, I'm very optimistic. I think everveg will have a good future. I think the amount of sold plants in the everveg group will increase year for year. And if you want to produce or sell everveg, I think the best way will be to make bigger plants. Maybe not. You start at P12 or P13, but I think if you make it almost a little bit bigger, then it's not so comparable with others, because it's most of them are like perennial plants.
The future of Arrowwedge?
Yes, I think it will grow, because we are at the beginning, and when I look at myself, I'm not growing really vegetables in my garden, because I don't have too much time. I'm often in my garden, and
I'm the reason.
Yes, you are. but if you have vegetables in your garden which you plant once and you can harvest year after year, or if you not harvest it and you have a nice plant or a nice perennial plant in your garden, I would do it.
Okay, so the unique selling proposition for, if I can do a little bit a summary, the unique selling proposition for Arrowwedge is really plant one time, earn 5 years or even more. The unique selling proposition of Arrowwedge is also, you can use them as a veg, but you can also have them as an ornamental plant with an ornamental value. So you have something out of it in every case in your garden. I think it's a perfect plant group for a modern type of garden, which I would describe. Perhaps this group is now growing also through COVID, which is interested in grow your own and cooking. Yeah, there is an interest. But for them, especially younger customers in this group, which have children, which have a job, which are doing a career, for them gardening is not everything. Gardening is a side thing, but an important side thing. And I think for this group of gardeners, which is perhaps the future of our market, this product could be very important. And we have also learned in the podcast, make it bigger. If we want really to grow the market, if we want really to have an upside from this new product, we have to sell them not in a 6-pack or 8-pack or something like that, but as a simple singular plant in a 12-centimeter upside, and think about 5-liter. Think about selling them also in August, September. Think about selling a horseradish, for example, in August, September, and people can earn them already in the first season. And they take one root, they will replant to have next year also horseradish, and the other plant, the other roots, they can already enjoy. This is Arrowwedge for everybody. Okay, that's some information about Arrowwedge, perennial vegetables. I hope it was interesting for you. If you are interested in more, look again in a week in our new podcast, which is again about Arrowwedges, where we are going a little bit deeper, a little bit more information, a little bit more about marketing of this new type of vegetables. And till then, go on gardening, go on working, of course, and have a fruitful day. Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubero Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberoedibles.com. Go on gardening.